Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The collapse of talks with U.S. creditors sent Argentina into its second debt default in 13 years and raised questions about what comes next for financial markets and the South American nation's staggering economy. A midnight Wednesday deadline to reach a deal with holdout bondholders came and went, with Argentina holding firm to the government's position that it could not accept a deal with U.S. hedge fund creditors that it dismisses as vultures. A default could hurt bondholders who were not part of the dispute, as well as the Argentine economy, which is suffering through a recession, a shortage of dollars, and one of the world's highest inflation rates. The owner of the KFC and Pizza Hut restaurant chains says a scandal over food safety in China has hurt sales and might be severe enough to cut into the company's global profit. Yum Brands is filing a U.S. securities regulator note saying that yesterday that the scandal over accusations that Shanghai Husai Food Incorporated sold expired beef and chicken has caused a significant negative impact on sales. This morning, USDA released its latest export sales report for the week ending July 24th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 29.4. Corn this year, 6.8. Next year, 43.0. Soybeans this year, 6.9. Next year, 46.6. Kellogg Company said its second quarter earnings fell as the cereal maker lowered its full-year outlook amid continued struggles for company's cereal unit. Kellogg's now expects that internal net sales to fall by 1-2%. Overall, Kellogg reported a second quarter profit of $295 million or 82 cents a share, down from $352 million or 96 cents a share a year ago. Kellogg said its sales in North America fell 3.7% to $2.4 billion. Cargill yesterday announced that it is closing a Wisconsin beef plant that employs 600 workers. The closure comes after years of drought in major cattle-raising regions of the U.S. have forced ranchers to cull their herds, resulting in the smallest national cattle herd in more than six decades. Cargill said it would close the beef slaughter facility in Milwaukee effective August the 1st. The plant, which is purchased in 2001, has the capacity to process 1,300 to 1,400 animals daily. A separate ground beef plant that shares the site and employs roughly 200 people will remain open. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading 16,675, is down 146 points. The NASDAQ, 39.34, down 34, and the S&P 500 is 19.48. It's down 16.5 points.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat, 620 up 3. December, 634 and 3 quarters up 2.5. Soft September wheat, 529.5 up 2.25. December, 550 and 3 quarters up 1.25. September corn, 360 and 3 quarters down 1. December, 370 and a quarter down 1.25. Go out to July 15, 398 and 3 quarters down 0.5. August soybeans, 1228 and 3 quarters up 8.25. September, $11.25 down 2. November, $10.82 and a quarter up 1. May of 15, 11.04 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. August, soybean meal, 386.70, down 90. September, 361.30, down 20. August, soybean oil, 36.15, up 10. September, 36.24, up 9. August, live cattle, 159.42 and a half, down 42 and a half. August feeders, 222.55, and they're down 47 and a half. And August lean hogs are 120.17 and a half, and they're up 102 and one half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
A week ago, when we had export sales, and it was revealed that we had outstanding soybean sales, we actually gapped open higher on the chart. No such gap today.
No. Last week we had 90 million bushels booked for export for the 14-15 crop, and we were about half of that on the release today. It's mostly Asian business, China, Taiwan. The market this morning, I think, is going to be a little bit choppy. We had first notice day today against the August beans. There were no deliveries. None were expected. But maybe really key to see how this meal acts. I thought the default that Argentina had at midnight tonight, again, the second such one in 13 years, suggests that their farmers are going to have some real difficulty getting financing, and I thought also that it may be that the meal market comes to the U.S. Gulf rather than working out of Argentina.
And down in the Gulf, our prices are significantly lower than South America right now.
We're on whole beans. We're about 60 to 65 cents less than what the Brazilian ports are charging for beans. And again, look at what the barge freight has done over the last week's time. It's just skyrocketed. And I think that does suggest that we're trying to get beans lined up and moved down south. Talked to a fellow this morning, a Mississippi farmer. He says that corn harvest will start there in another week's time. They've got a big book to head south on their corn, but beans are another 3 or 4 weeks off.
So in the last week, we've traded 61-cent range in November beans. You expect that kind of choppiness just to go ahead right into the August crop production and WASDE report?
Yeah, I mean, that's less than 2 weeks away. I do think that we'll see some really choppy action. The high side of things, though, Dave, probably will be capped with the recent high at 11.16. The 20-day moving average right now is around that 1095 area. That may kind of halt upside today.
Turn your attention to the corn. December is 369 and a half. Now a quarter down 2 1/4. If we could get that just a little bit higher, 378, we could see some short covering?
Yeah, I think we've got to get through 378. That's been resistance this week. Should find some support here at 367, a little more at 364. Again, there's not a lot of new news, and as we look at this corn market, we need something to fuel more upside, whether that's dry weather returning or kernel depth isn't there or whatever. It appears to me that with the export bookings that we saw and the actual export shipments on this morning's report, that we're going to fall shy about 50 million bushels less than what USDA had projected at 1.9 billion bushels for the 2013-14 crop year.
And that goes right into the new crop ending balance. So something to change the narrative, is that likely to be in the August reports, or might it wait until maybe the scout tour later in the month?
I don't think that we're going to see much new news in this August 12th report at all. We probably will not be looking at the final yields. We may not be making much change on the harvested acres as well.
What about wheat today?
Wheat market's kind of been a dog. It had a leadership roll over the last several weeks. We broke down, made new contract lows this week. We're trying to stabilize. I've been saying for 10 days' time that I thought we had the seasonal low in and haven't looked too smart. The situation in Vancouver with the United Grain Terminal that still has a strike going on has backed up shipments of wheat out of Canada as well as the western U.S.
Very quickly, a word on livestock, please.
Holy smokes. We've seen this cattle, and particularly the feeder cattle market, red hot. We're backing off a little bit today. The hog market's been on its butt, came right back today. Looks like we're going to unwind some of those spreads.
Thank you very much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Moreton, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, September corn, 359.5, down 2.25. December, 369.25, down 2.25. August soybeans, 1224.25, up 3.75. November, 1076.75, down 4.5. August soybean meal, 385.20, down 2.40. August soybean oils, 36.09, up 4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.